Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm Stuart Best, and we've got Larry Taylor going to do an update here because of the Orlando shooting and all the things that are going on that do not bid well, I guess, for the United States of America and its citizens. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where should we start with this Orlando thing? It has, according to what I can find out, a lot of earmarks of a false flag. Have you heard anything about that?
Getting a lot of that feedback. What's interesting, of course, is as they dig deeper and deeper into the this guy that yelled Allah Akbar and had called the police department 911 just before he pulled us off in Orlando and said he had allegiance to ISIS and this was for ISIS and what's interesting is an absolute slaughter. I mean, an absolute slaughter. They say it's the largest mass shooting in America history ever. And that's what we've got. And, of course, now, ISIS has already claimed responsibility. And they're finding out, digging into the father who said that this guy wasn't a radical, they're finding out the father supported the Taliban in Afghanistan. So, hey, but this goes along, and now what you said when you just said that, and one of the things I thought about this morning before the show was you had said you just suspected that Obama wasn't a fool, that he knew exactly what he was doing, and now he's came out. I guess you saw the headlines. Obama is now saying we are to blame, not Islamic terrorism. For the Orlando massacre, and basically Yahoo News says Obama is divorced from reality of Islamic terror at all. But then you watch the alignment this morning, yesterday and this morning after the massacre, you watch the alignment of Obama and Hillary and Bernie, Democrats. They're all lined up to get the guns. This is a big gun grab they're going for. And what you can see from my perspective of law enforcement is I see the rich man's fingerprints all over this in the background.
Well, it does make you wonder because somebody pointed out, I guess on YouTube, I didn't happen to see it, but they said that some of these crisis actors that show up over and over and over again on these so-called massacres. So do we even know a massacre took place?
Well, I'll put it this way, Stuart. I have kind of realigned some of my data dealing with the Obama administration and what's going on around the world. And I have to say now, you know, you said that he knew exactly what he was doing. You called him Lucifer, actually, and I have to agree. But I'm going to add two words there to the Obama administration, by design. All this
yes.
has been by design, and it's a total destruction of the USA, the total destruction and way of life of the American people.
Well, I think what people need to do, too, is they need to tie this back to a document issued by the State Department, 7277. And that document was essentially to place the United States military under the United Nations, not only to place it under the United Nations, but to also disarm the American people under their gun control treaties. And here we have, you know, the Pope and Obama instigating the Agenda 2130/50, the long-range plans of the United Nations. And that was on 9/23/2015. Then we had the rabbis tell us that we had entered Daniel's 70th week. And I've always felt that the first 3.5 years of that was total consolidation of power and the rise of Lucifer slash Antichrist, if they are the same. I'm not saying they are. I don't know if they are. And it just seems too convenient to me that we have this massacre, and I'm not saying it didn't happen, but with the, how do I word this? The way the media manufactures things, you don't know if you're looking at a movie that they have pre-programmed or whether you're looking at a real event. But it's all designed for one thing, it appears to me, and that is the removal of firearms from the American people so that they cannot resist the tyranny of the New World Order. We got to get those guns out of the hands of these Christians and Bible thumpers and constitutional thumpers and Bill of Rights thumpers. And we've got to disarm these people because they're radicals. Have you heard anything more about? It seems to me also they're trying to target, how do we say, lone terrorists.
Yeah, and we had, there was a report just came out this morning that I don't think I sent you yet, but Alex Jones on InfoWars just put out an emergency flash message, and he claims that there are now military sources within the U.S. that are leaking information that ISIS has plans to attack 6 U.S. cities in the same manner that the go signal's already been given, and this is to lead into the Obama and Hillary martial law plan that fits right in with the New World Order and where we're going. And what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that that there are still a lot of background chatter that Obama absolutely has his eyes on the leadership of the UN, and he has his direction focused on that. That's where he's headed. And what I've said all along, if he needs to, you know, this is over as far as I believe it's Ban Ki-moon, rulership of the UN. You know, in a few months his term totally expires. He's out. So there's going to have to be a quick move, a quick pivot some way by Obama. If he goes into the UN, he can't be over America too as the president, even under martial law. He's going to have to do one or he's going to have to do the other. I guess you could say time is his enemy, as well as time is the enemy of the New World Order boys, because they don't have a lot of time. And I think we're seeing now an acceleration of let's get this stuff done. We've got to get the rest of the dominoes in order for our game, because the game is on. I mean, the game is on.
So, in other words, they have given the green light. Well, what about Hillary?
Well, as I shared with you, I talked to you yesterday evening and told you that Judge Jeanine Pirro had a special show, a program, and her program literally laid out the supposed agenda of Obama and Hillary, and she said the fix is in. That was the term she used, the fix is in. And people can go back on Fox News and watch her Saturday evening, Sunday evening program, where she said that the fix is in on the Hillary Clinton email scandal, that Obama has already intervened. And, you know, she said that's pretty well a done deal. She's already crowned, and said Obama is complicit in everything involved.
Okay, so what about Trump? He's out.
Stuart, this is I guess you could say he's a real pain in the butt to the rulers, because he's a wild card. You know, I kind of, even now, you know, he came out with he hammered it dead on this morning and yesterday on this issue, you know, and he laid the blame right where, you know, right at the feet of Obama and Hillary for this attack and for us being where they could attack us and for us being wide open in our borders where they could just walk in. They didn't have to crawl hardly. They could walk. And when he laid this out, you know, I thought, you know, that is very true. Trump is a wild card. They're not sure how to handle him yet, and you have I, but words that we can't really say on radio, but they are going to have to somehow either shut him up, scare him off, run him away, or something else. Trump and Hillary and Obama are not going to coexist in the same government.
Okay, so then let's look at this, that Trump, let's take the position that Trump actually is part of this overall powers that be, and he's just kind of, what do we call it, paid opposition, where it's a diversionary tactic, that there's a possibility that they are orchestrating this whole thing just for public consumption, and that Hillary is in, Trump is out, and Obama goes to the UN, and that would, if he takes over the UN, that would sort of make him Lucifer Antichrist slash, I guess. But it just seems so convenient that we have all of this going on now, right after the Pope and he shook hands, and we're bringing in Agenda 21/30 and the gun controls of the United Nations. They're going to get the guns, or they think they're going to get the guns. So, go ahead.
I was just going to mention there when you said they're going to go get the guns. What's so interesting is you know, Obama and Hillary and Bernie are right now telling the Americans the agenda is the guns to solve this problem, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, and of course Obama's making the statements today that we are to blame, we Americans are to blame for this, and I'm thinking, oh, so if the American people don't have guns, they won't be victims, or they won't be causing distress to the ISIS people or the Islamic terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think, well, whoa, wait a minute. What flies in the face of that lie is Paris, France. The people didn't have the guns there, and they slaughtered them.
Yes. Yeah, this is clearly designed to disarm the American people so that the total takeover by ISIS, ISIL, or whoever they're going to use, doesn't really matter. There's so much treason going on now in our government. I guess it really doesn't matter. What matters is, will the American people succumb and actually give their guns up? I'm not so sure they will. Do you remember Dmitry Dudeman's vision about a revolution? Now, the Bible doesn't really talk about a revolution in America. It talks about ruler against ruler, trouble and violence in the land, which I suppose could be a revolution. And maybe that's what Obama is looking for. Maybe they really want to try and grab the guns. Maybe he'll come out with some executive order and declare an emergency and try to get the guns. That would probably, at least in some pockets of the nation, cause a revolution. What do you think?
Well, it probably would. It probably would, Stuart. What's interesting is the scripture you were talking about, ruler against ruler. You know, I've always said, or for years now I've said, that my take on the American people, that they didn't have enough sand to get up and change the channel even when they don't like it. So I didn't expect that the American people were revolt. That I always believed biblically that the rulers, and which
yes,
could be state rulership, leadership, or local leadership, the leadership would begin to fight each other and thus create the new civil war or revolution, or however you want to say it. Now the Norwegian prophet, he said that he was told by Jesus Christ that there was going to be a second American Revolution or civil war in America, and it was going to break up into three or four different nation states or whatever is going to break up, though, and they wasn't all going to follow Washington, D.C. They just wasn't going to do it. And this may be, you know, the gun issue, even though the American people just sat on their butts, you know, what's interesting, Stuart, if all the American people one day said, we're not going to work, we're not going to shop, we're not flying on a damn plane, we're not going anywhere, this country would bow over to the American people immediately, but they won't do it.
I know. I know. It's like TSA. I mean, can you? I remember when Alex Jones had a professional survey group go out, and about one-third of the people in that survey said they would consent to cavity searches just to fly on an airplane. And when I heard that, I could hardly believe it, that women would consent to a cavity search to fly on an airplane. There's something wrong here with the American people, if that's the way it really is.
Jared, I think that what we're seeing really is, you know, all this links or dovetails right back into the end-time delusion. The delusion is so great, it has to be. You know, of course, two things are happening, Stuart. Number one, a great mass of the American people have fallen asleep. And number two, a great mass of all the youth of this nation have been, I guess, what would you say, propagandized? Because a lot of the people from Russia that come over here now are saying that that all the mainstream media, that they said they've seen this before. They said, you know, this is the Obama media. This isn't the mainstream media of anything. This is Obama's media. And they said everything they spout is propaganda, that they have seen it before in Russia. Same way.
Yep. And we're going down the same tube. I got a headline here I want you to comment on. Has ISIS infiltrated Homeland Security? Orlando terrorist worked for major DHS contractor. And
that
was for security.
That's true. I was told some time back, without revealing my source, that Department of Homeland Security is, and even the Pentagon is so embedded with you could call them, I guess, Islamic, because they really are, and that's not being racist. I mean, if that's what they do, that's what they do. And but they, our whole government now, you know, it began under Bush. That's when it began. I mean, you can look right back, and it began under the son Bush. When he was president, the beginning of the embedding of the and the, of those the Islamic, I guess you could now call them terrorists, because they're certainly not for the American people. As we know it, it's all a change. This transformation, this is a big plan, I do believe, of the rich men. And Obama was sent here to do this and to destroy our whole way of life, actually. But
well, he did. So. He did.
There
yeah,
we are
ahead.
Again. You know, I still say, Stuart, that the delusion has to be part of this, because I cannot imagine so many Americans are going along with this, and they are. I mean, the Democrats, it's like they have lost their mind. They're in total lunacy. I mean, even Stuart, even their great alter, Venezuela. You know, the great socialist communist plan that they were holding up as something everybody wished for, now it's turned into a nightmare right in their own faces, and they still can't say that. I know.
It's incredible. But I wanted to tie this in kind of with your derailers that you investigated and got trounced on. Maybe this is why ISIS has infiltrated Homeland Security. This would go along with the Bible. And I'm going to bring in all of these people, a fifth column operation, and when they give the call to rise up, which now maybe apparently the call has gone out. Do you know what six cities are involved in this particular plan at all? Did you hear anything about which ones they are?
Well, I don't have the data. It's on InfoWars. It's a video. I haven't had time to watch it. I just found it before the show started. You can go to Infowars.com. It's on Alex Jones. It's it says ISIS plans to attack six U.S. cities, leaked information from military sources. And I had got an email there just a few days ago that said the military was already beginning to leak data that the game was on, that this thing was beginning. And apparently Obama is really looking forward to a martial law situation. And that's probably to sideline Trump completely, Trump and the campaign. And, of course, Hillary's sitting right there in the wings. Now, something's interesting, Stuart, because he had plans already to be with Hillary on her campaign trail, and those plans were canceled, and other people, Biden and other people, were called back to Washington Sunday and told not to go out of the country. So there is a plan operating within the U.S. Something's up government-wise. Now, when I say government, I don't necessarily mean a righteous government of the American people. I'm talking about a dark government.
Yes. A shadow, the shadow government.
Shadow government, absolutely.
Well, don't you find it a little bit interesting, too, that Bilderberg is meeting at this time?
Yes, at the same time. At the very same time, Bilderberg in Dresden began a meeting. And the three things they're talking about is the Brexit, which now the U.K. has already been threatened by Obama, even, not to break away from the EU. And there are plans that they are really fighting within the U.K. on getting out of there. And now Italy seems to be joining the fray to disengage from the EU. So that little plan is falling apart a little. You know, Stuart, I've always thought that when this begins, when the New World Order people really get so engaged with their plan they can't back out anymore, it's going to be too exposed to back out, that they were going to begin to have troubles on every side, that this is not going to implement. I don't believe it'll ever implement totally, but they're going to try. They're going to try hard, and it's going to take a lot of lives.
Yeah, unfortunately, and the American people are right in the middle of it, and multitudes are going to go through some really serious, hard times. Not that you and I and many others have not warned them to prepare for this. They just ignored it. So hopefully maybe this is a wake-up call for them to, this is real. And it doesn't matter whether 50 people died or nobody died. It's a big game for them. It's kind of like a wag the dog operation. And, we've known that for years. Manufactures whatever they want to manufacture. And as long as you have American people saying, well, if it's on CNN, it's got to be true, they've won it. They've won the propaganda war. And you can't stop it.
Well, that's true. And how many people are in America, Stuart? How many people in America? Let's just say millions, hundreds of millions. Stuart, how many people visit you and I and our website and our warnings that we do work on
let's
daily?
See, .0000001.
So we've done our job. We really have. We stood in there for years and years and years, and we hadn't lied. We've told the truth. But that's not what they want to read, listen to, or believe. So that just shows me we've done our job, but they didn't care.
Okay, we got about 6 minutes left because I only did 30 minutes here. I don't know if we can go beyond that or not. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. I don't think so. But what's going on in Israel with this alliance between Russia and Israel on their military exercises? That's unprecedented.
That is what is shocking. You know, I had shared on your radio show, and I can't really go into it, the details at all, but I received a warning that people needed to watch for an event in the Middle East, and Israel especially, connected with Israel, that something was about to happen, something was about to change, and it would be really, really big. And of course, now it's not getting any press in the U.S. at all, not a drop, not a smidgen, but the foreign press is reporting that, you know, of course, we know that Netanyahu, the other wild card in the deck, you know, and I call another wild card in the New World Order deck, Putin. And we know that Netanyahu has just changed defense ministers in Israel and appointed, or you know, which he's been sworn in, Lieberman, who is not one of the elite. He's not, I repeat, one of the Israeli elite at all. Not shouldn't be in that government, but he's a Russian immigrant. And now, since the meetings with Putin have happened in Moscow, now it is reported that the Israeli and Russian military are working side by side, and they're about to engage in war games where their ships, planes, missiles are linked in with Israeli, the same Israeli forces. And you've got a coming together of Israeli and Russian military at the same time now. This is, and I'm trying to hurry because I know we're about out of time. This is the same time we have a U.S. carrier coming into the Mediterranean. And at the very same time, simultaneously now, I'll use that word, there's one entering the Black Sea. And this is what's interesting. I know people, when they look on a picture of a carrier, they see the carrier. When you have a carrier, I'm talking multiple ships. These are carrier groups. These are warfare groups. And so something big is about to come. And when you see Russian military and Israeli military joining forces, that's historic.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder whether they've already figured out that Obama's and it's the West that's going to come in and try and take over Israel and the Temple Mount, et cetera, et cetera. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It makes you wonder more than that. And you know, if you look at the details, if you look at what has happened over the last at least almost eight solid years, Obama is not a friend or an ally of Israel. Anytime he says he is, that's one more lie stacked on his real tall bunch of lies he tells. And he knows that, and Netanyahu knows that, and Putin also knows that. I think, as a matter of fact, Putin wanted to know if anybody needed any of Hillary's emails. He has all of them. And so he knows what's going on, and I think they're getting ready for something. I think Obama and the New World Order people are about to make a move on Israel and the Middle East in a certain way. And I believe that, you know, I hate to credit anything to the Lord, but it's very possible that an alliance between Israel and Russia might thwart for a moment, for a window of time, that opportunity for Obama.
Yes, that's a good point. Close down with this one. Putin orders all fighter jets grounded after Obama breaks alien treaty. That's about the Black Knight satellite. Have you heard any? Can you quickly go over that at all?
Well, that's really interesting data. You know, we know that even people that have left Obama's administration have leaked information. They know about the alien, so-called alien issue, and the UFOs, the ETs, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure, you know, Obama even was reported early on. Of course, they covered everything up. Nobody knows anything about Obama. He's like a shadow, and he has no history. And what he has is corrupt, not real. But that's okay, because the New World Order covered every bit of it up and stopped any talk. So Obama came out of nowhere, and there's been many reports that he also has been to other planets and talk about our space force. And when I do that, people, their eyes glaze over.
Okay. Wow, a lot going on, folks out there. Get ready. If they have, in fact, decided they're going to launch these attacks on six cities, then we better be, it's a heads up, I guess, all you can say. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. You know, everything seems too conveniently timed, I guess.
I agree. We're really in a time of peril right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. See you later.